Pete loves the traditional. I keep waiting for it to pop into something bigger, a remix. But no dice. All right, the Olympics are happening right now. The pool is big and blue. That's all the analysis I have tonight. That's why we turn to Molly Green. Molly is fan jamming the Olympics tonight. She's watching because we couldn't, but we want to know what's going on. Molly Green, welcome back to the program. How are you?
Hey, Justin.
All right. Tell me a little bit about what the overall tone is. I mean, this is going to be the most blind fan jam. I have not watched a single part of the Olympics.
I was wondering what you were aware of that happened tonight.
The Bears are getting their butt kicked. Oh. That's all I can tell you.
What about the – I haven't checked in on
the
that.
The Cubs and the Cards are tied at 3 in the 8th.
All right.
I can give you other stuff.
I'm pumped up because I saw it was I think it was my favorite moment so far of the Olympics just happened.
All right. So let's get right to it. What was the favorite moment of the Olympics so far?
So Simone Manuel from the U.S. just won a gold. Right. She was not favored at all. There's these two sisters from Australia, the Campbell sisters.
Yes, I know them. They were
way favored.
Are they mean? They sound like they'd be mean. The Campbell sisters from Australia. Like they're like the bad guys in an 80s camp movie.
They seem sweet, but I'm just a little tired of like the expected people winning things. So this was really thrilling, and she is the first African-American woman to ever win a gold medal in a single swimming event.
All right.
And it was really thrilling, unexpected, and came down to the end. She actually tied for gold with a Canadian. But
if they tie, they both get the gold medal?
Yeah, because it's to the hundredth of a second.
Wow, so that's a tie.
The wall at the same time, yeah. But the cake.
Uh-oh.
You could tell that they weren't like, they're like this countdown clock, but they keep changing the time of it because it keeps changing. But NBC is really committed to this being like only 30-minute turnaround, but they keep adding time because it keeps getting pushed back. So they're really focused on that, and then this kind of came out of nowhere.
So this was kind of like we'll get to the other stuff. We'll show you this, but we got other stuff to do. Oh, this turned out okay.
But,
well,
anyway, so I'm pumped up from that.
All right, so that's good. All right, pumped up. We'll take it. So tonight, swimming, of course, takes the center stage for now. Michael Phelps raced. Tell us a little bit about Michael Phelps tonight.
So he won the 200 individual medley. He beat Ryan Lochte. Ryan Lochte came in fifth.
What?
And
are you sad?
I was rooting for Ryan Lochte. I was rooting for Ryan Lochte and the Brazilian swimmer. I have Michael Phelps fatigue, I think.
It's so true.
You know,
I like the Brazilian. He was the one with the swagger.
The crowd was, you know, that would have been really fun. And Brian Lochte's, well, he said he might come back, so who knows, but potentially his last Olympic swim. His hair is a little bit more blue tonight, but it's kind of spotty blue, so it's like he's doing it himself in his dorm room. But he posted a picture of them eating spaghetti in, like sitting in hot tubs eating spaghetti earlier today.
Oh, gross. that's how you get Zika right there. Food in the hot tub in Brazil. You're not supposed to do that. Michael Phelps wins again. This what makes him 22 medals?
This is 20.
Uh-oh. We lost it. What was it?
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Am I wrong?
No, you were just cut in and cut out. So,
oh, sorry.
But what did you say? You said this is 20. This is 22?
This is 21, okay. And it could be 22 tomorrow night. So he's looking at 22.
Okay. Well, at least he still has a little bit of, it looks to be a little bit of tears when they do the national anthem. He hasn't gotten sick of it after 21 times.
He was subdued after this win. It wasn't, I mean, he had like the number one finger up, but he didn't celebrate as much. He struggled to get out of the pool.
As
the younger swimmers around him are like hopping out.
Well, he seems to be very emotional right now on the stand.
Yeah, it felt different. Like it had more weight to it tonight. So
maybe he's having that realization that he only has one or two more races left and it's over.
Yeah, and they did a little piece
You know what? We'll come back. We'll come back to Molly. There's something wrong with her phone, which is bummer. But you know what we'll do? Maybe we'll just take the break a little bit early, and then we'll get Molly back on, because I want to ask her about women's gymnastics and also talk to her a little bit about beach volleyball. I feel like it's swimming, beach volleyball, gymnastics. That's all that matters to the primetime Olympics. We're fan jamming the Olympics with Molly Green. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Stay with us. This one goes out to Simone! Michael Phelps, y'all! The American swimmers are on fire today. Michael Phelps wins gold. Also, Simone Manuel wins gold. The first African-American swimmer to win gold, to win a medal. Molly Green joins us again here. Fan Jam the Olympics she watched tonight. So because we couldn't, there were a lot of things going on tonight. Molly, a big night for swimming, but it was also a big night for gymnastics. I don't know where we're at. Can we say who won and who lost, or are we still waiting for them to show that?
I made a mistake about Michael Phelps's gold. This was 22, so okay. He's looking at 23 tomorrow. Sorry.
Okay, no problem. Hey, you know what? It's from the corrections department.
Okay, sorry. It's a lot.
You get five. It really doesn't matter at this point, does it? I mean,
they've said a lot of 20 something tonight, and I just want to let you know too. The time clock has gone up another 10 minutes. So what does that?
So tell me a little bit. The question I asked was about women's gymnastics.
Yeah.
Have we seen that already?
Well, I know what happened because I just went on Google to look up something and I saw happened. So I'm just really frustrated that it's not on at night and that it's not live when it's on.
Are they going to show it at 10 o'clock or something? Are they trying to
they
sort
showed
of
half of it already.
Then they don't care about spoilers. They don't care. If they're showing half at 7 o'clock and then waiting till 10 o'clock, that is ridiculous when the event that everybody wants to know what happened to happened during the day.
And I just remember in past Olympics really being on like pins and needles, like who's, you know, watching every, not only the Americans, but the other countries too, because you want to see their scores to see how it compares. And it was always like so, you know, on the edge of your seat, exciting with the gymnastics, and I haven't felt any of that.
Oh, they ruined it. They ruined the Olympics.
They ruined it.
Bob Costas ruined the Olympics.
That's right.
Really,
Ryan
Seacrest throwing two Star Wars trailers. Simone, right now, a very emotional moment. She's crying with her coach. Makes me want to cry. She's when Michael Phelps cries, I'm like, okay, 22 medals. Knock it off with your teary-eyed. We know how mean your face is when we don't know what you're listening to. But she's crying, and you can really feel it, and that's really great.
And we won, like, Ryan Murphy won a gold tonight. There was quite a few swimming semifinals, and there's this guy, Anthony Irvin, who's 35, and he was in a semifinal. And I just remember him from past years. He's like sleeved with tattoos, and he took 8 years off from swimming, and that was like the big story 4 years ago, and came back to it. So he swam in 2012, and I guess he swam in like 2000, but nothing in between the two. So he was back tonight. So it was fun to see him. Missy Franklin swam again, and she didn't make it into her final. Her Olympics are done. And she was like the big female star of 4 years ago. So that's about it for the swimming.
Okay. So we don't really know. So what can you tell us about the first half of gymnastics? Did they at least cliffhang it? Did they just like Biles is about to get on the balance beam and they're like, but wait, 3 hours.
Biles wasn't leading.
How's that even possible?
Because one of the Russian gymnasts is really good on, and so she went ahead of her with the uneven bars. But it looks like Simone Biles will probably do well in the second half.
What about some other sports? I mean, actually, let's go back to the broadcast moment. What do we got tonight? Was there any good broadcast moment? I know Ryan Seacrest has been all over this. but what would be your favorite broadcast moment from tonight's?
Well, I really like the McDonald's chicken nugget commercial they keep showing.
I have not seen it. What is it?
It has an Iron and Wine cover of Time After Time, the Cyndi Lauper song.
Okay.
And it's like a split screen between a kid in maybe like the 70s and a kid now. And there's a really cute part with a dog. But I don't know. I'm a vegetarian. I'm not a chicken McNugget lover. But something about that commercial
is making you want to go to the drive-thru.
Really, it chokes me up every time when I hear that song.
I have a question.
They've shown it a lot, though.
Let me ask you a question about swimmers. As Michael Phelps gets ready to do the semifinal race, is it me? Does it seem like Michael Phelps' shorts are a different color than other Americans? Do they get to choose their one, or is it all like?
I was noticing that too. That like Ryan Lochte's had some like a design to it, and they were a different color.
That's bogus. They got to all wear the same uniform, right?
Yeah, but and the girls wear different suits, too. So I don't know how that.
Well, that's ridiculous.
How that works?
You know what?
A good answer, but it's right. You're true. I mean, it's true that they all wear.
Sorry,
different.
But you know, Trump may be right here. In this country, with all of its different colored swimsuits. I don't know. We must be the laughing stock of the whole world right now. They're like, you can't even pick the one color. You don't wear the different color.
Well, is it that we have so much freedom that we're allowed to wear a different?
Yeah, right. That we're showing off our
freedom.
Is that
what makes America great?
That's what makes America great. That we can show different. we can show our originality in how we swim. All right. Did they do beach volleyball tonight or no?
No. Well, because Kerry Walsh at Jennings wasn't in it, so that's the only time they showed at night.
Is that really? That's true. So what else do they show? Is that it? Gymnastics and swimming?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, there's been some thrilling moments, but there hasn't been much variety tonight. I know. I'm like, I wouldn't mind seeing like a highlight package from earlier in the day, you know?
Turn it around, right.
I mean, I guess they do that. Maybe they do that later, like the Ryan Seacrest show, but.
Maybe. I don't think they do. I've been up and I've seen it. But so let me ask you, did you watch any today? Was there anything good today from the Olympics at the Americans?
I watched tennis. Today, Nadal played and Andy Murray played. They both won. Venus won in her mixed doubles match. So that's what I was streaming today. And I guess I watched a little bit of like women's water polo this morning. The women's water polo team is like makes me the most tired of anything watching that. They're amazing.
Know, right?
They're like
that's
all
amazing.
Super young and So that's what I caught earlier today. What happened with the green pools? Has there been any update?
I don't know. I don't know. That? No, I haven't seen anything. My guess is that they fixed it.
Because I was trying to.
I would think
they did a bit of research on it and couldn't really find anything definitive about it.
It looks like I think this is the South African.
This is the
goof,
villain.
The villain with his eye. He's got his little iPod. You know, he's a villain when he doesn't even have a. You know, a phone. Who has an iPod anymore? Come on. Okay, so let me ask you. Last question is just about, tomorrow there'll be some more gym. I think gymnastics is probably wrapping up. But, I mean, they're starting to get to the point now where it's time to make that transition to more outdoor stuff like track and field. Is that coming up next week?
Yeah, that's next week. So they still have gymnastics, still has the individual apparatus. So the men. We'll do that tomorrow night, and then the women on Saturday night.
What does that mean, individual apparatus?
Where instead of like tonight's the all around, so it's everything combined. So that will be like you could win a gold for uneven bars, you can win a gold for floor.
So that's coming up. So So there could still be gold from Gabby Douglas for doing the uneven bars,
right?
Oh,
and
I
she
see.
Was. They kept. they're still looking for the mean faces because they kept finding. They kept like showing her and catching her with like this kind of like, the mean Phelps face. But I'm sure it was like unintentional, just like a bad moment. But again, they're trying to make it like
they're manufacturing that.
Yeah, because what they're saying is that you have Allie and Simone who qualified, but Gabby Douglas was better than the rest of the field, and they were saying how there's like American gymnasts that aren't even here who are better than the rest of the field. And is that fair? And, you know, there's nothing you can do about it.
Well, all right. So
everyone else.
Seems like swimming did well. There'll be some more swimming tomorrow, and gymnastics will wrap up, and then it's track and field. Molly Green, fan jam in the Olympics for us. Thank you so much, Molly, and continue to root on the United States of America.